Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner throws the ball into Gonzalez, who tags Yastrzemski, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Frank Malzone. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Green steals second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing third base. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Alves moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. Alves moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Arnold Early now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alves tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hefner now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Wagner moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Wagner scores. Colavito scores. Askew goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Gary Bell now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Monbouquet pinch runs for Tony Horton. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Monbouquet moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Bennett now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Mantilla moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Don McMahon now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantilla scores. Thomas moves to third. One out. It's 7-5, Indians. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro pinch hits for Rico Petrocelli. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Bresciud now playing shortstop. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Brown reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Jones applying the tag. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Alves hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dennis Bennett. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.